This is KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. Thousands of people are expected to fill the streets of Denver for this year's Women's March. It's the third year for the worldwide event. The first was mostly a response to the election of President Donald Trump. Since then, it's grown from a one-day march into more of a movement. Angela Astell is part of the leadership team for Denver's March. This year, what are you marching for?
We are marching for all of the voices that have not been heard. We are marching for communities that are marginalized and don't necessarily have the opportunity to speak and tell their stories. We are marching for every single issue that we personally are passionate about, because the reality is that I look at this, and as does my leadership team along with me, like, this is a movement. This isn't just this one march that we do for this one particular topic. This is really about creating a difference in our lives, like, for the future. And the way that I think we do that is that we continue to hold space and hear from all of the issues that women are impacted with.
Denver has decided to spell woman as W-O-M-X-N this year. Can you tell me why?
We intentionally changed the E to the X because we believe that the X represents a spectrum, and that gender is a spectrum. And we wanted to show invitation to anyone who is part of that spectrum is welcome to us, to join us. The other thing that X represents is that all of us are marching. A big part of why we're marching is due to experiencing some form of sexism. And that's not female specific, that's not male specific, there are a lot of people on the gender spectrum that are experiencing sexism, and we wanted to signal to them that their voices are incredibly welcome with us.
Have you gotten any pushback for this decision?
Oh, of course. People have expressed, mostly on Facebook, actually, as the platform of communication, but also we've had some questions in our community forums that we've held prior to the march that come up. This topic does come up. And I think some of it is, so for those that have the negative response to it, they feel like the E is being canceled out. And therefore we're canceling out women in a way, is one of the things that I've heard. And what has been interesting about that conversation is the educational piece. I think that this concept that gender is a spectrum hasn't really taken hold in our world just yet. Not because it shouldn't, but because that people haven't done the work to embrace and understand the variations of, you know, what does it mean to be male versus female versus anything else that's out there. And the fact that we've grown up in such a black and white society changes, like, your perspective is very black and white with this particular topic. And I think that we are trying to highlight that there is more than just male and female.
How would you define, or how will you define, the success of the march? Or what would make you say at the end of the day, we met our expectations, we met our goals?
The easy answer is, you know, well, 200,000 people come. So it's the biggest march than ever there was before. But in my opinion, what would success would look like is that not just the nonprofits that we're highlighting or the grassroots organizations that we're highlighting receive an outburst of support. But if we could look at how does Denver show up with the philanthropy side? And by philanthropy, I don't just mean dollars that are being given, but I mean the time that people are dedicating to show up to support our community. If there were an increase in that, because we help spread the word of the importance of, it does take time, it does take conversation, it does take getting in the weeds and getting dirty, that would feel good. And I'm looking for that from a more of a story perspective. Like I would hope that our Facebook page gets filled with people sharing stories of somebody amazing that they connected with because they came to the march.
Thanks again for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's been an honor to speak with you.
That was Angela Astle. She's part of the leadership team for the 2019 Denver's Women's March. Kyra Buckley, KUNC.